We find ourselves in Perek Tes, chapter 9 in Sefer Shoftim, and it is here that Tanavi tells the tragic story of after the death of Gidon. There was a power struggle within his family, and his son Avimelech ben Yerubal, manages to go ahead and essentially rally support behind him to the point that he slaughters all of his other brothers. So he convinces the people of Shechem, the surrounding areas, that he is the person who is most fit to lead. They give him money. Now, what does he do with that money? He goes ahead, the Pasuk says, Vayitnu lo shivim kesef, this is Pasuk Dalmi, base Baal Bris, Vayis kolam Avimelech, Anashim Rekim, Upochazim, Vayelchu Acharov. And Avimelech went ahead and used this money to hire a bunch of goons, like bandits, that became his ragtag army. And again, with this group of individuals, the next Pasuk says, Vayavo base Aviv Afrasa, Vayarog, Esachav, Bnei Yerubal, Shivim Ish. He slaughtered 70 brothers. He had a large, Gidon had many wives. He slaughtered his 70 brothers trying to cement his claim to power. I just want to point out something very interesting, that when the Navi describes the individuals who Avimelech hired, the Navi describes them as Anoshim Rekim Upochazim. They were empty people, pochaz. Now, interesting enough, that word sounds familiar, because in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu is giving the brachas and also the musar to his sons, when it comes to Reuven, he says, Reuven, pachas kamayim. You are water-like impetuosity. So impetuous, pachas means sometimes to just act impetuously. And in fact, Rashi HaKadosh says, what does pochazim mean on this pasuk? Behulim b'maaseim la'asos b'lo tivuna. Literally, again, there are people are confused in their actions and they act without wisdom. And this is really incredible, because the Nabi is saying that these unfortunately empty individuals who Avimelech hired, Reikim we understand empty, but Pochazim is even scarier. Pochazim refers to people who act without thinking. Behulim b'maaseim, they become all overwhelmed. Like Bahul means like overwhelmed and confused with their actions. Lasos b'lo svuna, and they act without thinking. Premeditation. They act without wisdom. And a tremendous muster for us, because what the Navi is describing over here is something that is so easy to fall into. Life is filled with overwhelming circumstances. Life is filled with difficult circumstances. And it is easy in the heat of the moment to become so confused and so overwhelmed, behulim b'maaseihem, that you can become just confused. And sometimes when you act through confusion, la'asos b'lo sevuna, you act without wisdom, without understanding. And so often we end up making mistakes when we act in this state of mind, or a lack of state of mind, I should say. And I think the Navi is sensitizing us to this idea that when we encounter difficult circumstances, difficult situations, sometimes the best thing is don't act immediately. Sometimes the best thing we can do is compose ourselves, settle our mind a little bit. Before we do anything or say anything, recognize that in the heat of the moment, we may not be prepared to make the best decisions possible. Give it some time. Let it sit. Collect yourself. Then and only then, say something. Then and only then, decide on a proper course of action. Unfortunately, Avimelech himself was so consumed with this bahala, this confusion in life, that led him to do terrible things. He surrounded himself by similar people. But from then we learn ultimately again not to repeat these same mistakes. When we find ourselves confounded by overwhelming life circumstances, pause. Take the time to think, take the time to speak, take the time to act.